It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and soybean growers. Joining us today is production specialist Jennifer McComb-Tarou.
Soybeans are continuing to set and fill pods, with most fields ranging from the R4 stage, where pods are 3/4 of an inch long at one of the top four nodes, to R5, the beginning seed stage. So we are seeing and hearing of soybean aphids across the province, with some at spraying thresholds. Grasshoppers are also continuing to be a challenge in some fields and will need to continue to be monitored. So with field peas, they're ranging from the R4, the full pod stages, to R6, a mid-maturity staging, with some earlier planted fields getting closer to harvest at the R7 staging. And this is where 75 to 80% of the pods are golden brown in color. We are seeing some yellowing of field peas due to saturated soils, resulting in root rots. It's a good idea to get these plants tested to understand which root rot it is, and specifically, is it a Phenomyces, as it can be quite long-lived in the soil. If your field does test positive to Phenomyces, your main management tool is rotation, which will need to be extended in the future. So this is why properly identifying the root rot is important to help you with your future rotational planning. So with dry beans, they're ranging from the R5, the beginning seed staging, to R7, full seed staging. And it's recommended to continue to monitor for white mold development in dry bean crops. So pheasants are at R5, that full pod staging, where the seeds are filling the pod cavity. We are hearing reports of Lygus bugs, so now is an important time to keep your eye out for them. They're sucking mouthparts, pierce pods and seeds, and will make pinholes in the seed coat. Lygus do not affect yield, but they do affect seed quality, and this can cause downgrading.
Jennifer, you mentioned soybean aphids. Talk a bit more about what's been going on there.
So yeah, the key timing to monitor and scout for soybean aphids is starting at that R1 to R5, the beginning seed growth stages. So a lot of soybean fields are within this time period. So once soybeans do reach that R6, that full seed stage, when the seeds are firm, aphids are no longer a threat to yield. So the action threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on average and increasing. So if you do detect soybean aphids, keep in mind how to best scout for them, which is at least 2 field visits from when you first detect them. So first, it is recommended to understand a baseline and count the number of aphids per plant. Aphids do not dislodge easily, so sweep net is not recommended. And so once you do detect it, go back within 5 days to assess whether the population is increasing, is it decreasing, or is it staying the same? So if the population is not increasing, natural enemies may be managing the population. If the population is increasing, natural enemies may be overwhelmed. So in good news, there are many natural enemies of soybean aphids. And since thresholds are high, these aphid enemies can generally help reduce populations. So as you scout for aphids, make sure to keep your eye out for their predators at the same time. There is a big list of aphid predators, and we have more information on this and photos of what to keep your eye out for in this week's Bean Report, along with the soybean aphid fact sheet.
And to wrap things up, I wanted to talk a little bit about field pea harvest and desiccation.
Yes. So earlier seeded peas are getting closer to harvest. And staging maturity of peas for swathing or desiccating can be a bit tricky. So the plant flowers and ripens from the bottom up. And often there is green material at the top of the plant. So doing a drive-by scout can be very misleading. So to truly understand staging, you do need to get out into the field to see the distribution within the field and on the plant of the color change of the pods and the seeds within, to get a good feel for staging. So for desiccation and swath timing, you know, peas are ready when the crop reaches R7. So this is when most pods are around 80% a yellow, golden brown. Seeds in the middle pods are yellow and have changed color. And the bottom seeds have become detached and rattle in the pod. And that overall seed moisture is less than 30%. So harvesting peas should start when all pods are golden brown and seed moisture is less than 20%. So keep in mind that harvesting over 20% moisture can increase the risk of the amount of earth take, and harvesting below 16% moisture can increase the risk of seed damage. We do have a handy field pea desiccation harvest guide, along with more info in our upcoming bean report to help you prepare for your upcoming pea harvest.
Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer McComb-Tarrou is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.